This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's World Mental Health Day, I found out. So what better day to have a discussion about a new method that can help students in the Galesburg School District who might feel threatened by bullying or other problems that they might run into and might not otherwise be comfortable enough talking about. So there's a new way that they're doing that, and a couple of the people that are responsible for helping this happen are Nick Young, the principal at Lombard Middle School, Matt Lingefelter, the assistant principal, and Sarah Bates, one of the counselors in the district, who are going to talk about this issue. Thanks so much to all of you for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Sarah, I'll start with you. Let's say a junior high student. That's such a, I don't want to say a lousy time in life for somebody, but it can be in so many ways made only worse by some of the things they might be dealing with in school, like through bullying and through other things that they might be dealing with.
Sure. So really what we want to do with our ACT form is really just make it another avenue for kids to reach us. I think we try to be accessible as much as we can, and we just want students to know that we're here and we're listening and giving them another way to reach us.
Nick, this is something that I think your school in particular and others in the district have tried really hard in the last couple of years to try to address. Is that not the case?
Certainly. We have, we know our clientele, our students, and we know that our students are a lot more advanced technology-wise than we are sometimes as adults.
Yeah.
So we want to put things at their fingertips so they're easy to reach out to us. We started this a little under a year ago with what we call the ZAP form, which stood for Zephyrs Are Proactive. Mm-hmm. And it was just another avenue where students, even families, could reach out to us with concerns, kind of at the, you know, with a mouse click or just a short message to us, and we could get to the kiddos. Most of them all have either Chromebooks and even phones nowadays where they can reach us and get to us a lot quicker. So we thought this was just a really, really good avenue for them to do so.
I know, Matt, that this form encompasses any of a number of issues that students might need help trying to deal with. Of the potential, talk about the potential things, I guess, that that could be addressed, or at least students could seek help with this form. And of those, what's kind of the biggest concern right now, I guess?
Well, it's real open. Mm-hmm. The form is very open. It just says, what concern do you have? And so we get a variety of things. What I've been extremely pleased with, there was some concern up front that, you know, will students just be silly with it? And that has absolutely not been the case. Our junior high students have been on point, bringing us to some very, very deep mental health needs, along with some other things that I just need somebody to check in with because this is happening. I need some help with it. So some surface level things that we've been able to address real quickly and some deeper level things with in the mental health area where we've been able to, you know, seek some deeper assistance. And of course we get families involved right away and communicate clearly and openly with those families when that's needed.
Sarah, are you surprised at how, as Matt said, deep the students have gotten in terms of help that they might need?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that we introduced it, because mm-hmm. we were really finding that our students know our students best, and there's certainly things, like you said in the beginning, that maybe they don't want to share with us, but they're sharing with their peers. And so that was really another goal of ours, was to teach our students how to identify when you need to reach out and get help for one of your friends.
Yeah, we asked them, we told them, it's not your job to try and fix someone. It's your job to speak out, care for that friend, and get the information to the people that can help them and or can lead them to the right resources. So that's the purpose of the ACT form, is kind of, and that's the acronym, Acknowledge, Care, and Tell. And we want kids to do that and reach out to adults so we can help them, people like Sarah, who do a great job with our kiddos every day.
I imagine, Sarah, there are students who want to help their friends when they were going through problems, but it's probably, as it sounds like maybe you're saying, it's maybe a bit difficult for them to try to do it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we like to teach too. You know, there's ways certainly that you can empathize with your peers, and there's ways that you can practice reflective listening with your friends, and there's ways that you can show them that you care. And like the A in the acronym stands for acknowledge. So acknowledge when people are going through something that's tough, and then to care, you know, to be there for them, ask how you can support them, and to be that support system. And so really, again, you know, one of our major goals with the forum, and really just with our school-based therapy program in general, is to reduce the stigma. It's okay to talk about things when things are tough, and it's okay to reach out.
Do you ever get a blowback, like from parents or other people that say, oh, you know, that just they just need to suck it up and move on, I guess. That's not really sounds in no way a healthy way of dealing with any problem you might have.
Parents typically react very positively to the form. You know, when you call and say, hey, we've introduced this, parents generally think that it's great. I think really, you know, the conversation about mental health has really changed. Mm-hmm. And we as a society are talking about it more. And, you know, we're starting in middle school to really have these conversations, and the forum will be available district-wide, and we're hoping that that spreads to even our younger ones.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, if any of you want to answer this. How do the needs change as you progress in school or as you grow up, I guess, or how different is it when you're a younger kid versus maybe, say, a high school-age student, if at all?
From my perspective, I spent quite a few years at the elementary level, and I've moved to the junior high level. And while the depth of the needs change, I think more than anything, the identity in the students and the students recognizing that something different's going on, the older they get, the more they're able to be self-aware and you know, ask for help themselves. The mental health part of it is one of the top six things that allows students to move on from traumatic events. And there's so much out there with trauma-informed classrooms and the mental health need, as Sarah said, is the whole discussion around that area has changed over the years, and we're in a much healthier place now. And so, you know, I think the more time goes on that students don't reach out for help, the deeper the needs are. And it's harder to get that. So the sooner we know that there's something going on, the sooner we can get assistance so they can get on a healthy path.
Absolutely.
Something I was just thinking about here, and I know you can't get too deep into this, but we reported earlier in the week that a student had been suspended after allegedly making a threat at school. And one of the comments on social media that first came up was, and you see this all the time with a lot of things, oh, good, it's a good thing I moved my kids out of the district. Mm-hmm. That's not a way to handle it either, is it?
No, and that's not the way we handle it. First and foremost is the safety of our students and staff and the community as a whole.
Sure.
We obviously don't want this stuff happening either. So that's first and foremost. And then it's looking at helping that person and finding the resources for them. And that's what we've been working on, you know, since it's happened. I can't go into too many details because there's confidentiality.
Of course.
But it's most important that, you know, that safety piece and then helping that individual so it doesn't happen again or something, you know, tragic happens. And that's our overall goal.
Conversely, how do you talk to the rest of the student population when something like that comes up? What do you tell them other than, you know, this wasn't really going to happen and it's going to be okay?
Our kids are smart.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that they've grown up in a time where this has happened, that's been part of their life. So it's not oblivious to them. They know about Parkland, Columbine. They hear about these things. So they're willing to talk about it. They want to be sponges and soak it up, and they want to know what to do. So it's important, you know, we practice drills and things like that. It's not something we just sweep under the rug. We talk about it. It's open, out in the open, and that's why we practice those things. You never know, and we have to be prepared for it, unfortunately. That's the society we live in now.
Sarah, back in my day, for lack of a better term, some of these issues used to be things that you would just go home at night and talk to mom and dad about or another parental figure. But it seems to me as time has gone on that that's not always the easiest thing to do either now, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, everybody has a different idea of who they trust and who they want to share things with. And
right.
For a lot of kids, it's different. You know, one of the things that I always ask kids is, well, who do you talk to when you have a good day? Who do you talk to when you have a bad day? Sometimes mm-hmm. those are different people,
yeah.
You know, who you look to for support. I think we certainly in the schools really, really want our kids to know that support is there. You know, and it can be anyone. It doesn't have to just be one of us that's here today. It could be your teachers. But we really just want to encourage our kids to get out there and talk about what's going on with them.
It's important to get to know your kids, too, because we're so diverse anymore. Not every kid has a mom or dad to go home to.
Right.
It could be a grandma or a grandpa or a guardian or just a close friend as their outlet. So it's important for us as adults to recognize that and know that and build those relationships so we know who to go to if need be.
I imagine, too, that some parents or parental figures might even be saying, oh, you know, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this either.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, I think parents a lot of times, you know, kids don't come with an instruction manual. Yeah. No one gets handed one.
No.
So our parents have questions, you know, about what to do. And parents will sometimes ask, you know, how can I be better equipped to be a parent to my child? And we want to be that resource as well.
And getting back to the ACT form, we've even had parents reach out with homework help. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. it's just an avenue where they can get to us, you know, really quickly, and we can look at that. It's not always mental health. It's, like you said, it was bullying things. It's homework help. I had a kid who referred another kid because they were concerned about his math grade. Mm. Just, you know, a peer looking out for another peer. So it's just, you kind of get the pulse of the student body in a way through the form, and that's why I like it.
It's not that common core math thing, is it?
No comment.
Fair enough. All right, I have about a minute left, so if any of you could talk about a little more about this form, where it can be found, and what sort of details that you ask when this form is filled out.
Sure.
Nick?
We started the form at Lombard, and now we've changed it from ZAP to ACT, and it's district-wide. Mm-hmm. So you can find the ACT form on any school website currently within the district. Each form is specific to its school. So if you fill out something at King School, that form is going to go to the administration and the staff at King. If you fill it out at Lincoln, at Lombard, it'll go to Lombard and so on. So any student or any family can find those forms on the website of each school. And certainly anytime, it's important to point this out, anytime you may be struggling with something, if school's not in session, you always should call 911 for sure and reach out to that help there if we're not available.
I note, though, that the district says the link in the form is monitored from 8 to 3, so correct. Basically the course of the school day. What should a kid do outside of those times?
On our form at Churchill, and I think it's throughout the – there's another number right there. So if you click on it, there's another number that's listed right at the top of that. It says, if you need somebody to talk to, call this number.
Okay.
So beyond, maybe it's not a 911, but you need somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. There's a hotline number that's listed on the top of the form. And please call that and say, I need somebody to talk to. I'm struggling with something. And that's manned 24 hours.
It's important to note, too, that just because that you don't hit that form in that window, we see everything. So if it's 8 o'clock at night and you want to submit something, we'll still get it. We just don't check it again until 8 a.m. Sure. So that's important to note.
All right. On that note, we're out of time. Matt Lingefelter, did I misidentify you as being with Lombard at the beginning? I'm sorry. You're the assistant principal at Churchill, right?
That's correct.
I am sorry about that. I thank you for your time. And Nick Young, the principal at Lombard, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Phew. One out of two is not bad. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in
you.
As well. And Sarah Bates, counselor in the district, is here too. Thanks so much again to you for coming in, and thanks for all the work that you all are for doing for the school district and for the community.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with sports and business news next, and later on we'll talk about the first big performance for the Community Play Project around at 5:40, but Galesburg's Evening News continues again with sports next on WGIL.